Low water levels on the Mississippi River have slowed barge traffic and reduced loading capacity this harvest season, leading to similar delays and increased costs experienced by the grain industry last year. Ben Doan, manager of barge freight at CHS Global Grain and Processing, says the industry was taken by surprise last year.
There were overloaded barges loaded to 10 to 11 feet that physically just could not transit. So as a result of those barges, hundreds of barges getting left behind, we were congesting fleets at really the worst part of the year during gut slot harvest in the Delta.
He says the barge traffic was shut down entirely during the harvest for 2 weeks last year due to low water levels. In response, the Army Corps of Engineers this past summer undertook several dredging operations to avoid a similar situation this harvest season.
And that's exactly what happened. 2023, fast forward the clock to this past September, October, and lightning struck twice, but the industry was just a lot more well-prepped. There were a lot less overloaded barges in the system because the industry was very mindful of what had just happened, and we loaded barges a little bit more conservatively. And the main thing was we were just a lot more well-prepared from a dredging perspective. Now, we did deal with intermittent closures, and we did deal with groundings and closures that lasted up to a couple days, but we avoided the full two-week closure.
Thanks to the recent rainfall in the Mississippi River Basin, he says we are coming out of this, which is good news.
We have had recent rainfall sweep across the Midwest, which has really been favorable for water levels in the U.S. So we're certainly not out of it, not out of the woods by any stretch of the word, but we're trending in the right direction in terms of water levels. Now, we do need consistent rainfall going forward to ultimately stabilize and sustain water levels to more optimal operating conditions.
I'm Sabrina Halverson.